我们中国人最早接触西医，西方的眼科医生是做出了重大贡献的。
The earliest Chinese ophthalmologists who came into contact with Western medicine made significant contributions.
当西医遇到传统中国这个系列。
When Western medicine meets traditional Chinese medicine.
我们第一集讲述了英国医生皮尔逊帮助中国人治疗天花病毒的故事。
In the first episode, we tell the story of how British Dr. Pearson helped Chinese people treat smallpox.
这一集我们就从眼科聊起。
In this episode, we'll start with ophthalmology.
英国东印度公司的约翰·利文斯顿。
John Livingstone of the East India Company, England.
也是较早来华的西方医生。
He was also one of the earliest Western doctors to come to China.
1820年
1820.
他和传教士马里逊在澳门开办了中国最早的西医诊所。
He and the missionary, Mr. Harrison, established the earliest Western medical clinic in Macau.
为当地贫困的中国人提供西医治疗和药物。
Provide Western medical treatment and medication to poor Chinese people.
还翻译了一批中国传统医学典籍。
Also translated a batch of Chinese traditional medical classics.
同时代还有一位叫郭雷书的英国眼科大夫。
At the same time, there was also a British ophthalmologist named Guo Leshu.
1827年在中国澳门创办了眼科医院。
In 1827, an ophthalmology hospital was established in Macau, China.
当时中国人普遍卫生观念和习惯都不好。
At that time, Chinese people generally had poor hygiene and habits.
经常用这个很脏的手去揉眼睛。
Frequently use this dirty hand to rub eyes.
导致这个眼病非常普遍。
This eye disease is very common.
郭雷书的眼科医院让数千中国人重见光明。
Uncle Guo's ophthalmology hospital allows thousands of Chinese people to regain their sight.
这个皮尔逊·利文斯顿。
This is Pearson Livingston.
郭雷书。
Guo Leshu.
这些西方医生在中国的医疗活动。
These Western doctors' medical activities in China.
让传教士们发现。
Let the missionaries discover.
用医学是一个很好的拉近和中国民众关系的方式。
Using medicine is a good way to build relationships with the Chinese people.
对传教也有帮助。
This also helps with evangelism.
所以后来许多医药传教士陆续来到中国。
So later, many medical missionaries came to China one after another.
而且来的这些医生传教士有相当大一部分是眼科大夫。
Moreover, a significant portion of these arriving doctors were ophthalmologists.
乃至于后来中国人产生了一个谣言。
As a result, later Chinese people spread a rumor.
说教堂里面挖人眼球
saying that people are digging eyes in the church
淬炼银子
refined silver
这种荒谬的说法
This is a ridiculous statement
1843年
1843
美国基督教公理会派遣传教士伯驾来到中国
American Christian missionaries led by Bro Charter were sent to China by the Christian Church.
这是美国向中国派遣的第一位医生。
This is the first doctor sent by the United States to China.
他是耶鲁大学毕业的高材生。
He is a graduate of Yale University.
他在广州十三行商人吴秉鉴的协助下
With the assistance of Wu Bingjian, a businessman from Guangzhou's 13 lines,
在广州开创了广州眼科医院
established the Guangzhou Eye Hospital in Guangzhou.
而且这个医院很有意思
And this hospital is very interesting.
他当时是对中国人免费治疗的
It was a free treatment for Chinese people.
因为1838年
Because in 1838,
教会支持成立过一个中华医学传道会。
The church supported the establishment of a Chinese medicine propagation society.
伯驾被选为副会长。
Bo Jier was elected as vice president.
这个协会资助他的医院，免费给中国人看病。
This association sponsors his hospital to provide free medical care to Chinese people.
在鸦片战争爆发前
，Before the Opium War，
钦差大臣林则徐来广州禁烟。
Lin Zexu, the Governor General of Hugong, came to Guangzhou to ban smoking.
林则徐也请他治疗过疝气。伯驾呢，保留了林则徐的病历。
Lin Zexu also asked him to treat his appendicitis and preserved Lin Zexu's medical records.
卡，林则徐为了避嫌
，to avoid suspicion，
始终没有与伯驾这个外国医生见面。
I have never met Dr. Bo Jai, a foreign doctor.
只愿意通过间接方式治疗
Only willing to treat indirectly.
林则徐很怕被别人指责
Lin Zexu was very afraid of being accused by others.
他专门找洋人看病
He specifically seeks out foreigners to see.
他先让十三行的商人给伯驾送去一本各国律例
He first asked the merchants of the 13 lines to deliver a book of calendars from various countries to Lord Jier.
请他帮忙将其中的一些段落翻译成中文。
Please ask him to translate some of the paragraphs into Chinese.
然后再请这个南海知县、知事和高级行商
Then please ask the magistrate and senior merchants of the South China Sea.
以一种顺便的姿态向他求教
To ask him for advice in a casual manner.
怎么使用治疗疝气的疝气带
How to use a hernia belt.
这是一种用于缓解疝气症候的物理辅助医疗器械，使用方法
This is the usage method of a physical assistive medical device used to alleviate symptoms of hernia.
要外科医生亲自为病人示范。
Demonstrate to the patient by the surgeon himself.
林则徐没办法。
Lin Zexu had no choice.
只好派自己的弟弟过去学习。
Only send my own younger brother to learn.
理由是兄弟二人的体型基本一致。
The reason is that the two brothers have basically the same body size.
除了林则徐
，besides Lin，
徐呢，伯驾还治疗好了困扰两广总督齐英20多年的皮肤病。
Zhu Nibo's treatment cured the skin disease that had plagued the governor of the South and Southwest, Cai Ying, for 20 years.
1840年
1840.
因为鸦片贸易问题
Due to the opium trade,
中国和英美等国的矛盾已经愈演愈烈。
The conflicts between China and countries like the UK and the US have become increasingly intense.
伯驾呢也被迫关闭。
Bober also had to close.
医院。
Hospital.
在1840年7月5日回到了美国。
On July 5, 1840, I returned to the United States.
1842年鸦片战争结束后呢?
After the Opium War in 1842,
他又带着夫人一起回到了广州。
He also returned to Guangzhou with his wife.
他创办的眼科医院。
He founded an ophthalmology hospital.
后来他被美国使团聘请当翻译。
Later, he was hired by the American delegation as a translator.
协助使团和中国签订了中美望厦条约。1855年，伯驾被任命为美国驻华公使，从传教士医生转变为职业外交官。
The delegation and China signed the Sino-American Treaty of 1855. Bishop Bobbard was appointed as the American minister to China, transitioning from a missionary doctor to a professional diplomat.
不再从事医疗工作。
No longer working in the medical field.
根据统计。
According to statistics,
这位美国传教士医生在中国这些年治疗了53000多病人。
This American missionary doctor has treated over 53,000 patients in China over the years.
也是中国人民的老朋友了。
Also, he is a good friend of the Chinese people.
1857年，伯驾结束了。
The Battle of Borgo, 1857.
他在中国的外交官生活回到了美国，定居华盛顿。
He returned to the United States and settled in Washington, D.C.
此后再也没有来到中国。
This is the last time I will come to China.
但是他在1876年还是担任了中国医学传道会的会长。
However, in 1876, he still served as the president of the China Medical Mission.
继续和中国友人保持联系。
Keep in touch with Chinese friends.
1888年
1888,
这位为中国人民健康事业做出重大贡献的医生。
This doctor made a significant contribution to the health of the Chinese people.
在美国病逝。
Died in the United States.
享年84岁。接替伯驾医生工作的是美国的加约翰传教士医生。
The doctor who took over Dr. Boger's position at the age of 84 was Dr. John, a missionary from the United States.
他在1866年把伯驾创立的眼科诊所升级。
In 1866, he upgraded the eye clinic founded by Boger.
为国际医院。
For international hospitals.
这个医院就是今天的广东中山大学孙逸仙纪念医院。
This hospital is the Zhongshan University first affiliated hospital of Sun Yat-sen University today.
很多中国人可能都不知道。
Many Chinese people may not know.
这所著名的医院是美国人帮忙创立的。
This famous hospital was founded by Americans.
加约翰医生对中国那也是贡献巨大。
Dr. John also made great contributions to China.
他创立的伯济医院。
He founded the Boji Hospital.
当时可以治疗眼疾、麻风病。
At that time, it was possible to treat eye diseases and leprosy.
疝气。
Incisional hernia,
割除扁桃腺
tonsil removal,
摘除肿瘤和结石
remove tumors and stones,
做乙醚麻醉
administer ether anesthesia,
而且他还招收学生
in addition, he also recruits students,
编写医学教材
write medical textbooks,
帮助中国人培养西医人才
Help Chinese people cultivate Western medicine talent.
其中他有一个学生叫孙逸仙。
One of his students was named Sun Yixin.
也就是后来的孙中山。
That was later Sun Yat-sen.
1898年加约翰还在广州建立了第一所精神病医院。
In 1898, John and Gere established the first mental hospital in Gwangju.
1901年
1901,
这位中国人民的老朋友加约翰医生在广州病逝。
Dr. John, a longtime friend of the Chinese people, passed away in Gwangju.
享年77岁。
Died at the age of 77.
他的一生一共为70多万名中国患者治疗过。
He has treated over 70,000 Chinese patients in his lifetime.
做过近5万多次手术。
I have performed nearly 50,000 surgeries.
为中国培养了150名西医人才。
It has trained 150 medical professionals for China.
其中包括黄宽这样的中国第一位留学英国的医学博士。
Including Wang Quan, the first Chinese person to obtain a medical doctorate from the United Kingdom.
还有戊戌六君子之一的康有为的弟弟康广仁也在这里学习过。加约翰。
Also, Kang Guangren, one of the six righteous men of Wuxi, also studied at the John Institute here.
帮助中国编译了医学书籍。
Helped compile medical books.
有34种。
There are 34.
他创立了中国首例卵巢囊肿手术等。
He pioneered the first ovarian cyst surgery in China.
许多中国的医学案例的第一。
Many Chinese medical cases, the first.
你不要以为这个很简单。
Don't think it's simple.
在当时的中国是很不容易的。
It was very difficult in China at that time.
有生命危险的。
Life threatening.
因为当时的中国社会长期流传着谣言，说。
Because rumors had long circulated in Chinese society at the time.
这些外国医生不怀好意。
These foreign doctors are not well-intentioned.
对中国人是挖肝剖腹。
Chinese people performing liver extraction and surgery.
中国人接受外科手术的过程。
The process of Chinese people accepting surgery.
那是非常曲折的。
That's very convoluted.
甚至把这些西方医生一度当成巫术。
Even to the point of considering these Western doctors as sorcerers.
而且博济医院的这些治疗和手术很多都是免费的。
Moreover, the treatments and surgeries at Boji Hospital are many of them are free.
当时
At that time,
广州医学传道会
Guangzhou Medical Mission,
英国教会和商人还有两广总督在内的开明官僚都捐款给博济医院。
The British church, merchants and open-minded officials, including the governor of the two Wangs, all donated to the Bose Hospital.
很多中国穷人都能在这里看得起病。
Many poor people in China can afford to see a doctor here.
我以上讲述的故事呢，都是历史事实。
The stories I have told above are historical facts.
大家自己可以搜索这些医生的名字。
You can search for these doctors' names yourself.
去了解他们更详细的经历。
To learn more about their experiences in detail.
我并不是想把这些西方医生都写成圣人。
I don't want to portray all Western doctors as saints.
但是我觉得我们中国人要感谢这些伟大的先驱者。
However, I think we Chinese should thank these great pioneers.
是他们在一个彼此误解。
This is when they were in a state of mutual misunderstanding.
彼此恐惧的时代
The era of mutual fear
仍然用最笨
Still using the most stupid
最慢也是最可靠的方式
The slowest but most reliable way
建立起信任一个病人
Establish trust with a patient
一个病人的治一个学生
A patient treats a student
一个学生的教一本书
A student teaches a book
一本书的翻译
A book's translation
一台手术
One surgery
一台手术的去做
One surgery
很多年后
Many years later
当我们走进现代医院
When we enter modern hospitals
挂号
Registration,
验血拍片
blood test and x-ray,
麻醉手术住院
anesthesia surgery,
这一切看起来都理所当然
everything seems so natural,
可是在19世纪的中国
however, in 19th century China,
这每一步都曾经像闯鬼门关
Each step was like crossing a threshold.
很多中国人当时是害怕、谩骂。
Many Chinese people were afraid of being insulted.
造谣、污蔑。
Defamation, slander.
也有人在病痛中别无选择。
Some people have no choice but to die in pain.
终于把自己的身体交给一个陌生的洋医生。
Finally, I handed over my body to a stranger, Dr. Yang.
早期来到中国的西方医生
Early Western doctors who came to China
正是在无数怀疑的目光里
It was in the face of countless doubts
把一盏现代医学的灯慢慢点进了中国人的病房
Bring a modern medical lamp into the Chinese patient's room.
西医进入中国。
Western medicine enters China.
还有许多精彩的故事。
There are many more exciting stories.
我们下集再讲。本期视频结束后呢
We'll talk about this episode after the next episode.
我想为大家推荐这本陈旭斌老师写的《大变局》。
I would like to recommend this book, The Great Transformation, written by Professor Chen Zubin, to everyone.
晚清改革五十年
In the 50 years of the late Qing dynasty.
我们一起也重温一下古老的中国
Let's revisit the ancient China together.
走向现代文明的曲折之路
The winding road to modern civilization.